Following up. Task 1. How to review a play. First, you'd better read the play before attending the production, unless you are already very familiar with the work. Immediately after the play, jot down your impressions as well as some details that you might want to use in your review. Tell your readers the basic facts about the play, such as the names of the playwright, director, leading actors, and the theatre company. You should also describe the play, but very briefly. Most importantly, offer your critical opinion of the play, supported by specific examples. Moreover, make sure your view not only evaluates the direction of the play, but also assesses the performance of the actors. To conclude, provide your analysis of the success or failure of the production. For example, is it generally worth seeing, or do its flaws outweigh its merits?
Task 2. To write good advertisements, you have to remember a number of things. You should always start with the greatest benefit to consumers. For example, you can mention such advantages as money saving, satisfying effects, improved health, better appearance, greater self-esteem, and so on. In an ad, you need to use pronouns properly. As you might know, consumers are usually interested in themselves, so you must direct all your comments at them. Use you, your, and yours wherever possible. You can also include we, our, and ours throughout your ad, but you should use I, me, and mine very sparingly. Also, it is important to use accurate numbers if possible. However, if an exact number does not sound convincing, use a percentage instead. Moreover, don't use too many adjectives and adverbs. Save these for your poetry and love letters. An ad should contain plenty of verbs to convey a sense of action and urgency, so as to encourage consumers to react to the ad promptly. In the end, you should tell consumers what you want them to do. For example, click here for more information.